Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you hear that word in Psalms? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, we give him praise. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. All the honor, all the praise is due unto him. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favors Ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets. Or so forth, whatever you may be going through tonight, maybe some type of sickness, something that is really hurting on the inside. God's favor is so reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is here all the time, waiting to comfort us, waiting to give us the peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I think of his goodness, I can't begin to even list it. It's more. More than I can even ask or think. Praise God. Let us go to prayer. Praise God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Praise God. All the days of my life. Oh, and I shall dwell in the tabernacle of the Lord. Father, tonight, God, Oh, God, we come before you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for your gracious mercy, for your kindness, for your goodness, God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we are in high celebration, God, of thanking you like never before, God. Let this thanks be unto you, God, like never before, God. Every day is fresh new mercies, God, you give, God. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for everyone. Oh, God, that is mourning or that may have lost a son or daughter to drugs or the prison walls or by the slain by the bullet, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, comfort every parent, God, every mother, every father, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, Father God, you are the peacemaker. You are the comfort giver, God. Oh, Father God, we reach out unto you, God. Stay and touch the heart of your people, oh, God. Don't let them go through in anger. Don't let them go through, oh, God, deceived. But, oh, God, making melody in their hearts unto you, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the peace that you give. Oh, God, the peace and the love and the understanding. Oh, God, I say feel their hearts, oh, God. With this love, oh God, that will never fail them, oh God. With the joy, oh God, that will ever increase them, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will look to you, oh God. Oh God, who is the healer, Lord God, the healer, healer. There's none like the healer, our Lord God, who sets us free. Oh, God, from all infirmities, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, to the God of gods, there is no other God that we desire, oh, God, but you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You are precious. You are awesome. You are magnificent, God. Oh, Father God, and Lord, you told us to come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, God, and we do, God. We come praising you, giving you the glory, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know, oh, God, as we praise you, God, they are weapons of war. We come to serve notice on the enemy and let him know, oh, that we will not take his advice, but we are going according to yours, God. You the one, oh, God, trains our thoughts and our mind how to think upon you, how to praise you. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, we just thank you, Father God. Oh, we can't thank you enough. No, God, because you're too awesome. You are too awesome, God. Awesome in all your ways, God. Oh, Father God, we lift up our hearts, oh, God, to you, God. Our mind to you, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you flood us, God. Flood us daily with fresh new mercies every day, as you have promised. We're standing on your promises, God. Oh, God, because there's no other God like you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you that we can celebrate, oh, God, set us time aside. But we even though, God, we are celebrating you from the time we get up till the time we fall asleep. We just thank you, God, that we can say thank you all day long. Oh, God. Oh, but special thanks. Always a special thanks unto our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you.
I want to ask Minister June Paul to pray after Minister Biden.
Well, it's wonderful that we can get and speak with you and let you know that God is still alive, and he still does miracles. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. To listen to our program, the number is area code 714-409-0578, and press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or if you would like to request prayer. Also, on Friday nights, Minister Janice Williams at 8 p.m. on Friday nights is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. Call this number on Friday at 8 p.m. Area code 714-409-0578. You will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 8 p.m. All the Word is come from God. All the words that are spoken is true and magnificent. And as we approach our Thanksgiving holiday this coming week, we would like for you to take and make a list of what you should be thankful for. And every morning, just take your hand and put on that list and pray, giving thanks unto God. It will help restore your soul. It will help with your mind thinking and with everything within you. Just make that little list. What am I thankful for today? Am I thankful for my health? Am I thankful for my children? My home, my car, all of that. No diseases. And our prayer requests tonight are for parents that is going through grief, and also parents that see their children going to drugs and also prison. And the family wants to keep together. We have to pray for the family. The family is God's chosen people. And as he chooses each one of those children and that parent to live the life in front of those kids, he wants praise and thanksgiving. For our children's diseases, we need to pray for that. Because children, many children are deformed from different diseases, can't think, can't talk, can't see. All of that, children, we have to pray for. Keep a prayer going in your life. And even if somebody comes in your mind just says, pray for her or pray for him. As you pass out, you go ahead and pray for that person. Let God know that that person needs a touch. And you need a touch, because if you're receiving the message from God to pray for them, it will also help you. Surgeries. People are going through surgeries. Many people go through surgeries every day. And we want to pay healing. Healing on the people. Healing on your neighbors. Healing on your authorities. For feet problems, we need to keep praying. For diabetes, yes. For skin problems, all of that. We just have to keep praying and remember all of those that's back there and that lives around your neighborhood that don't want to speak to you and think that you're proud and stuck up and all of that. Just keep praying for them. They're the people that needs prayer. We do thank God tonight for his goodness. And in Psalms 111, it says, I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of his good people. The Lord does great things. Those who enjoy them seek them. What he does is glorious and splendid, and his goodness continues forever. His miracles are unforgettable. The Lord is kind and merciful. He gives food to those who fear him. He remembers his agreement forever. He has shown his people his power when he gave them the land of other nations. Everything he does is good and fair. All his orders can be trusted. They will continue forever. They were made true and right. He sets his people free. He made his agreement everlasting. He is holy and wonderful. Wisdom begins with the respect for the Lord. Those who obey his orders have good understanding. He should be praised forever. And that's our Thanksgiving message. He shall be praised forever, because we have so much to thank him for. salvation, full and free. Holy Spirit living within us, having the power to overcome fear, having the power to be righteous. We could go down a million words if you wanted to put it down. The thanksgiving is giving thanks unto God. He looks for it because he's given it to us, and he wants us to serve him daily and pray. Pray for one another. Pray for your family, your grieving family. We had a family member of our Bible study. Her grandson was shot and died and is grieving her. And we just want to pray that the grief that she's carrying, she can call onto the Lord and know that he is going to answer and help her get over this. This is something else. It happens to all of us in our families. Never know when an accident is going to happen. We just want to know that God is on our side and he is our comforter. He does comfort our souls. We can call upon him and we can tell him, Lord, I can't take any more, but he doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Because he's trying our faith. He's helping us to remember that he is still our Lord. Again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for listening on Sunday nights and Friday nights. And also remember the number, area code 714-409-0578. Share it with a friend and give us a call and let us know how you enjoyed our service, and the praise goes on to God. Have a great day and a great evening and a great Thanksgiving week. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
And Evangelist June Paul, can you pray us in? Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice, can you pray? Give us a prayer tonight.
Yes. God, Jesus, thank you.
We can't hear you.
We thank you for this opportunity that you give.
Praise God. Are you there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Seems as though we have lost her. Praise God. Minister Gigi, can you give us a quick prayer? Okay, well, we'll go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our title tonight is Thanksgiving. We are celebrating Thanksgiving, Heaven's Protocol for Entering In. How do you enter into Thanksgiving? How are you, or what, in what form are you entering in to Thanksgiving unto your Lord? Are you just thanking him for the little things that you can see? No, that's not what Thanksgiving is all about. It's not about the things. God wants us to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. And we're going to go there, and we're going to look at some verses through Psalms and Chronicles. Psalms 104 said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with a thanks offering, and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name. Praise his name. In his name there is power. In his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come in no other name but that name. And into his courts with praise, and be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name. We ought to affectionately do it with affection. He's almighty. There's none other besides him. Praise God. Psalms 107, 21, 22. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord his goodness and his loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and rehearse his deeds with shouts of joy and singing. Praise God. You know, God just leads us and guides us of what we need to do. We don't have to, praise God, wonder how that we can praise God. God's word has already been written to us. It's been written, praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 50, 14, 15, 23, and 14. Offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the day of trouble. Even he tells us that we can call on him in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and I will. You shall honor and glorify me. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, praise God, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of God. Psalms 54 and 6, with the free will offering, I will sacrifice to you, and I will give thanks and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. Praise God. For it is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it's good to me. I don't know about you, but it is so good. Praise God. First Chronicles 16, 4, 12, 15, 23 through 29, and 37 through 41. Praise God. He appointed Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to celebrate by calling to mind, thanking, and praising the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief next to Zechariah, Jehiel, and Jezeel, Shemarah, Jehiel, and Mathathah, and Elah, and Benani, Obed-Edom, and Jael, who wear plated harps and lyre. Asaph was to sound the trumpet. I'm telling you, God had everything from the beginning, even up until now. He got everything in order. Benani and Jehazi, the priests, were to blow the trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. What are we doing now? Praise God. Oh, praise God. We ought to be praising the God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and strength. Praise God. Then on that day, David first entrusted to Asaph and his brethren the singing of thanks to the Lord as their chief task. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his doing among the people. Glory to God. Make known his doing among the people. You ought to be telling somebody about how good God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing to him, sing praises to his name. Meditate and talk of all his wondrous works, and devoutly praise him them. Can you tell about what all God done and give God praise? Oh, I can just tell about all the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And give him all. He deserve all the praise. We didn't do it within ourselves. Praise God. Glory to his name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord and his strength. Yearn and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. You ought to be wanting to be in God's presence. As you thank him, you ought to be thanking him. Oh, God, I thank you that you are here, God. I thank you that you'll never leave me nor forsake me, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have loved. Oh, we have so much to thank God for. Oh, we should thank him every day, all day. Oh, that you woke me up this morning, God. Lord, that the blood is still running. Oh, praise God. Thank him. Thank him. Seek the Lord and his strength. Yearn for and seek his face and be in the presence continually. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds which he has done. His miracles. Oh, think about all the miracles that he has done. Think about what he's still doing. Praise God. Because I know God has done some miracles in your life. Praise God. And the judgments he uttered in Egypt. Be mindful of his covenant forever, the promise which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations. God done promised us you will never see 1,000 generations, but his promises are true. Praise God. His promises is so marvelous. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. He didn't say some of us. He said sing unto the Lord, all the earth. He wants the whole earth to sing to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Not just one day, not once a year, but from day to day. Show forth his salvation. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be reverently feared above all so-called gods. Praise God. I don't care how many gods you can worship, but there is no other God like our God. Those gods can't do anything for you, but our God can. Oh, God proved it back in his word. Praise God. For all the gods of the people are lifeless. They are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Praise God. Honor and majesty are found in his presence. Strength and joy are found in his sanctuary. That's why he told us, never forget, forsake the assembling of yourselves with the saints. Praise God. Oh, because, oh, we find joy there. Praise God. Ascribe unto the Lord, you families of people. Ascribe unto the glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering. Oh, bring an offering. Do you hear it? Some people don't want to give. God said bring an offering. And come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness and in the holy array. Oh, you ought to see him when you are praising him in holy array. You can just see him in it, praise God, because he gets right in there with you and helps you, praise God. So David left Asaph and his brethren before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark continually as each day was required. Praise God. And Obed-Edom with his 68 kinsmen also obeyed. Edom's son, Jethun, and Hosea were to be gatekeepers. Praise God. I love the order that God gives. You know, I love the order. I tell people, let's stay in the order of God. Praise God. And David left Zadok, the priest, and his brethren, the priest, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the most high place that was at Gibeon to offer burnt offering to the Lord upon the altar of burnt offering continuously, morning and evening, to do all that was written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. With them were Heman and Jethun, and the rest who were chosen and expressly named to give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Praise God. Psalm 69, 30-31. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. You don't have to ask why people sing songs. God put songs for us to sing. the Psalms is songs that we can sing daily. If you don't know one, go in the Psalms and sing. Find you one there and let God tell you how to sing it. Praise God. Holy Spirit will reveal to you and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it will please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. Ain't God good? Praise God. 2 Chronicles 29:25-31. Hezekiah stationed the Levites in the Lord's house with cymbals, harps, and lyre, as David his forefather, and Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet commanded, for the commandment was from the Lord through his prophets. The Levites stood with instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the, praise God, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpet and with the instruments ordained by King David of Israel. Praise God. And all the congregation worshiped. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may wonder, where are we coming from with congregations now? But, oh, they had big congregation and big choirs, praise God. And they worshiped. They didn't just stand there. The singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. Oh, how long are you willing to stay in the sanctuary? Praise God. Will you get tired, or are you going to praise God? When they had stopped offering, the king and all presence with him bowed themselves and worshiped. Also King Hezekiah and the princes ordered the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness and bowed themselves and worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bow before the Lord any during the day, any time during the week. Do you take time and bow before him? Then Hezekiah said, now you have concentrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifice and thanks offering unto the house of the Lord. And the assembly brought in sacrifice and thanks offering, and many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offering. Hallelujah. All we have to do is bring ourselves today. Praise God. We don't have to bring a bullock. We don't have to bring a perfect lamb. But we can bring ourselves and offer it up unto the Lord. Praise God. We are the offering that he is looking for today. Unto thee, O Lord, will I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, or will I sing praises unto you and give thanks unto you. Praise God. Psalms 44 and 8, in God we have made our boast all the day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever, Selah. And think of this. Think on these things, how you can give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Psalms 107, 1 and 2, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, and his mercy and loving kindness, as I just said, endureth forever. So we ought to thank God that his loving kindness endureth forever for us. It never fails. He will never give up on us. Praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary. God has delivered the adversary from you. The adversary cannot take you over. You ought to be shouting and thanking God every day, all day, as the words say. The adversary could not devour you, my Lord. He kept your enemies away. Thank him. Thank him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and give him praise and thanks for what he's doing in your life. Praise God. Psalms 105:1-5, 8-10, and 42-43. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his doing among the people. Somebody ought to know what God, you ought to have a testimony. of what God has done and what God is doing in your life today. Because he's steady doing great things. Praise God. Oh, yes, God, the God I serve, is steady doing great things for us. Sing unto him. Sing praises to him. Meditate and talk of all his marvelous deeds and devoutly praise him. Oh, because everything he does is marvelous. Marvelous in our sight. We can't do them, but he can. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Glory to his name, holy name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek and require the Lord as their indispensable necessity. Praise God. We don't even have the strength unless he gives us strength. We could not get up in the morning unless he wakes us up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can't even praise him. We don't know how to praise him unless he teaches us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Seek, inquire of the Lord and crave him and his strength, his might and inflexibility to temptation. Seek and require his face and his presence continually forevermore. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord every day. Seek him for direction. Seek him, oh, for what he would love you to do and to have for you to do. Praise God. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds that he has done, his miracles and wonders, the judgments and sentences which he pronounced upon his enemies as in Egypt. God, instead of letting the devil know that he cannot have your soul, that your soul belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is earnestly mindful of his covenant. God remembers. He will not forget you. He will not forget the promises that he made for you. And forever it is imprinted in his heart. Praise God. God can't forget you. Praise God. It's ever imprinted in his heart. Praise God. He has loved you, loved you, loved you so much. The word which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations. Praise God. I can't even fathom that. I can't even think that because I can't think up to 1,000 generations. No. Praise God. I can only go through the little generation, 2 or 3, 4 generations that we have here. But when you think about God, oh, God, how he's mindful of you to 1,000 generations. Oh, and more, praise God. Oh, he just stretches out himself. Oh, for us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The covenant which he made with Abraham and has sworn. Promised to Isaac. He's told Isaac and Abraham he will let them see to all, even as much as the sand upon the seashore. And surely they would have children as those many. And we are a product of that. And I just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Father, that we are the seed of Abraham. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for providing for your children. Thank you, Lord, as you celebrate, oh, this whole month, as you celebrate, think about what you're celebrating for. Praise God. Think about what God has done for you. Think upon God. Think upon him. He said, think upon these things. Praise God. Okay, let's go on. Praise God. To, oh God, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. God has made an everlasting covenant. Oh, for us, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, praise God, I do want to praise him. I do want to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness and singing. Oh, he brings us out with gladness and singing. Oh, that Todah, that Hebrew praise, praise God, that praise that no one else, oh, can give us like God can. It's a praise. I hear the song. There's a praise down in my soul. There's a holler coming up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and I just can't keep it to myself. That man sings that song. I just don't remember who sings it now. But he said, there's a praise coming up and a holler down in my soul. And I can't keep it to myself. Praise God. And that's the way God wants us to be to him. Thanking him for that praise. Thanking him for that joy that's coming up, and that holler, that total praise, praise God, that praise that no man else can give us, praise God, because God is the only one made us and knows all about us, praise God. We're going to praise him in the sanctuary. We're going to praise him all during the day long. We're going to praise him when nobody else is thinking about it. Or we're going to praise him in our low time. We're going to praise him in the high time. We're going to praise him when things are hard and things are deep, praise God. We're going to thank and praise him for our families, praise God. We're going to thank and praise him, praise God, for all that he's done. Praise God. I told him the other day, this week, at the senior meeting, I said, do you thank God for, just thank him for all the food that you got in your cupboard? Did you thank him for the people that harvested all the food and put it in grocery stores that it can be brought in there? And if it wasn't for God had blessed the hands of men, oh, that they could praise and bless us with food to go in our barns, from the barns to the groceries. And oh, we got so much to thank. We got so much. We thank God that he gave us husband and wives to bring forth children and children. This thing, that's where it comes from, this generation to 1,000 generations. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Ezekiel 28:12-19. There is no singing in heaven now until the saints be redeemed. Let everything be in praise in the name. Let it be, let us praise God and give thanks for what he is doing now in our lives. Praise God. Praise God. I do have a Thanksgiving prayer that was sent to me. Praise God. And I'm going to read it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your children, give our heartfelt thanks for all your goodness and kindness to us. We bless you for creating us and preserving us in life. Above all, we bless you for your bountiful love. Praise God. You have shown the world in sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we may not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you for teaching of the gospel, for the power of his cross, for the sacramental sign of his grace in the present life, and for the sure hope of eternal life in him. Oh, we do thank you for that eternal life. Praise God. In Jesus' name, for his sakes, we ask you, dear Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us to give us a due appreciation of all your mercies so that our hearts may be truly thankful. Grant that your praises may be ever upon our lips and in our lives. May we give ourselves to your service in serving others and to walk before you humbly and gratefully, grateful all your days, on all our days, all gratefully all our days, to Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What a wonderful Thanksgiving prayer.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We do thank God for what he has done. And then we come down to the natural things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the food. And remember the hungry. Because God told us to don't ever forget about the poor. Praise God. So we don't want to forget about the poor when we are celebrating this Thanksgiving time. Because God said, with the poor we will have with us always. And he said in one part of the word, when thou givest a feast, call the sick, the lame, and the maimed. Feed them. And we know we have many feeding agencies are going to be giving Thanksgiving dinners. I was listening to one this morning on the TV. They have a great Thanksgiving feast. They're going to feed over 1,000 people, and I think that's so awesome. So people are reaching out, oh, as God has said. So we don't forget about the hungry, and also remember those that have health problems, and remember the sick, praise God. We don't want to go through this Thanksgiving thinking about ourselves. We don't want to be selfish, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank thee for friends, and remember the friendless, those that don't have friends to have a meal with, praise God. And we thank thee for freedom and remember the enslaved, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for the freedom that he gives in him, praise God. May these remembers stir us up to service, that our gifts to us may be used for others, amen. We just thank God, Father God, thank you for the hungry, God, and those that don't have, God. And, Lord, may we share, oh, God, what we have, oh, God, if there is any way possible. Lord, help us to share with somebody who is that if we can give a morsel of bread, God, in your name, God, that it will be pleasing to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that you have many thanksgivings that you can look back at and see how God has blessed you. But right now, I want to bless you, praise God, that, oh, this Thanksgiving will be the most wonderful Thanksgiving day that you will ever, ever embark upon. Praise God. Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you. And may he give you peace in the name of Jesus. And may he bless your going in, your uprising, and your sitting down. I just pray that you have the most wonderful Thanksgiving day. And every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Praise God. And we want to glorify the Lord in every day. And we want to thank him. Oh, yes, for his goodness first, before we thank him for our children and our family. We want to acknowledge him in all his ways. Praise God, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. May you be blessed. I love you with the love of the Lord. Be back here with us next Sunday at the same time at 7 p.m. Bye-bye.